Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm so delighted to be here today with you, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally wonderful Stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it really is all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of whatever it is that truly matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that truly can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're happy about that one. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. And with me today, as he is in every week and on every show, is my partner in all things fantabulous, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John. Your mic isn't on.
It's great to be here. And I think we have a great topic we're going to be talking about today. And that is spending a few minutes on why we tend to take things personally. Maybe how we get sensitive to other things in the world, and they're often an inner thing that's reflecting back to us, and that inner point of view about ourselves, sometimes not very complimentary. But you call it, you have a particular term for that, and
I call it mirroring, because it is using a reflection from the outer world that has a originating factor inside of us. So that's mirroring. And, you know, I got into the subject of mirroring in a much less profound way at a very, very early age and a very literal way because, John, when I was just a kid, I was actually the magic mirror in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on our annual spring play in my elementary school. Now, it was a real big deal to have a speaking part.
What an honor for a little kid.
I was seriously important. So it was a really big deal. But the thing that I remember about it mostly is when we had our dress rehearsal, the stage, of course, was elevated, and there were kids sitting, the other kids were sitting on the floor in the gymnasium, And when I twirled out, my thing was to twirl out on stage and then say, your mirror tells you blah, 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 blah. And so as I twirled out with my little sparkly gown, apparently the kids on the first and second and maybe even third row could sort of see up my dress. So they started kind of sniggering and laughing. But I didn't take it personally because I was busy being self-important, which is really not the thing we're teaching today or talking about today. But I remember thinking, they're the ones sitting on a cold, hard floor. I'm the one with a speaking part, you know, so that's all that I cared about. And yet for us in real life, in real time, mirroring is much more serious and impactful than that little school play that I was in. Because mirroring is all about attachment. It's needing to be validated by someone or something, looking outside of us to be sure we're okay, or when we take something personally, thinking that really the crux of the matter, the heart of the matter is what the other person did, but the heart of the matter is understanding, why did I respond personally? That doesn't mean why did I disagree or why did I set a boundary, but why did I get reactive instead of responsive. And I remember when I was a much, much, much younger woman, that one of my things, like in my 20s, all that I wanted to be thought of as a nice person. That was really, for whatever reason, important to me, because I thought if I was a nice person and other people saw me as a nice person and I was they saw me as a good person, that somehow that would make it so and that I would be okay then. And so I used to kind of rehearse me every time before I went out and then replay me when I came back. I'd review everything I said and did and do all the self-critical coulda, woulda, shouldas and kind of drive myself quite crazy. And then I started going deeper in myself and trying to understand myself and understand what some of my early wounds were, because what I was about to learn, that every time I mirror, it's really a personal internal reflection, and it's about insecurity. The bottom line is, it's hitting a place where I don't feel like I'm enough, where I don't feel secure. So I would replay that coulda, woulda, shoulda, on I'm not quite enough, and on I have to be nice or be considered nice. And then one day, with some strong introspection, I finally got it. I let go of my attachment to that there was something outside of me that needed to validate me, and I went even deeper and let go of the idea that there was something organically wrong with me. And I stopped trying to project nice through some kind of, it was like a Star Trek invisible force field that I was trying to project it through. I finally quit trying to project nice and just started to be it.
Boy, I can identify with that, Sandy. When I was in high school, I was in ROTC and one of five high schools. And there was one finalist from each who was going to be selected as Cadet of the Year. And I was all primed for it. But there was an interview for each of them. And the key question they had is it more important for you to be respected or to be liked? And based on my background and how I thought saw myself, I thought it was liked. And of course, that's what I said. Afterwards, the judge said, if you would have said respect was more important rather than liked, you would have won. So it's a valuable lesson for me.
You know, it really is an important thing. And one of the things that I do talk about in Pursuit of Light, there's a whole chapter on mirroring, and it closes with the following. Whether you're at war with the world or just your little corner of it, you will experience pain and suffering, not just of the body, but of the mind. When you are defenseless, when you no longer hold others responsible for your circumstances, even if they are. When you love enough to quit judging yourself, judging others because you have stopped judging you, that's when you no longer search for love. That's when you are love. That's when we fill ourselves with a greater truth than the doubt and insecurity that we grew up with.
Sandy, that's one of the more profound things that you have in your book. You have so many, and it has impacted the lives of so many. A lady once said, "This book changed my life. I now know I can and I will." And a good friend of ours, Dan, at the Recovery Solutions Center in Boca Raton, wrote to us, he says, "You have not read this book, please do so. It's life transforming. If you're a survivor, it's a must read. If you're struggling with trauma, it's a must read. If you're dealing with life, it's a must read." And he laid down a gauntlet for the people on his Facebook. And he said, for everybody who buys a book, go to sandybrewer.com. But for everybody who buys one, I will donate one to an organization that supports women or children. And we are matching that challenge of Dan's to say that during this period of time when we're having this red hot summer sale, where you can get the book for only $9.97 plus a free gift along with that, that we will match that. So for every book we sell, there will be two books that will be going to a women's or children's support organization. So we just ask that people consider that. And if you have one already, get one and give it to someone else. And so just go to our website and take advantage of our special summer reading sale. I can talk.
You can also go to Amazon.com. We'll match everything that's sold on Amazon.com during this period. And on our website, you can pay by credit card. You can pay by PayPal. It's really easy. Plus, you get that extra 6 steps healing process, which is a really good deal. So I hope you'll take advantage of it, because we are loving being inspired to do more. We've given away a lot of books through the years, but we're inspired to do more right now, and you're helping us do that. Thank you. This is Dr. Sandy Brewer, and you are listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now in our Red Hot Summer Reading Sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com. Click the book tab on the left to place your order. At checkout, use the coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today. You'll be glad you did.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. We're glad that you're with us today. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. And we have a caller on the line. Aggie from New York is with us. Hi, Aggie.
Hi, Sandy. I really like your show.
I'm glad you really like the show. Thank you, my dear. Tell me what's on your mind today.
Well, I've been dating this guy for 9 months. And he has a friend, a female friend, that he's had for 40 years. And she, although all of his friends I've been introduced to and they like me very much, this particular friend really has no desire to meet me. Their relationship, their friendship is basically via text and phone calls. They speak probably, if I had to guess, I would say, you know, every day, every other day or every couple of days, and they text frequently. And it really bothers me that she doesn't want to meet me and that he has this very separate relationship with this woman. And I'm trying, all of his other friends have been very nice, and I'm trying to be okay with it, but I feel very insecure about it.
What do you think that insecurity is inside of you?
I don't know. Maybe some of it's jealousy. I don't know. I feel a little disrespected. I mean, he's been forthright about it and all. It's not like he's she doesn't like to speak to him. They don't speak when I'm around. It's usually he'll go in private to speak with her. So I don't know. I feel really uncomfortable with it.
I think it's insecurity on your part. So the first thing is, almost to set aside what he's doing and pay real special attention for a few minutes, honey, to what you're feeling and what you're doing, that place of insecurity. What is it you want him to validate for you that you need to validate for yourself? What do you think?
I think I need to feel that, you know, secure enough in myself to know that I'm enough, you know, like I'm enough for him, enough for me.
What we were talking about, I don't know if you were able to hear the first part of the show, but we were talking about mirroring, using an outer experience or example to reflect an inner place of insecurity, of that we have to fix in order to live an abundant and a free life. So if you would he hasn't given you any specific reason to not trust him except for the fact that she doesn't want to meet you. And I'm not saying that ultimately that might not be something to look at. I'm saying that certainly isn't the first thing to look at. The first thing to look at is what's going on with you, that you have this place of needing to be affirmed externally instead of internally. I'm going to bet that that's happened to you more than once in your life.
Yeah.
So what we know with that is that there's a pattern, honey, inside for you to take a look at. Now, it's a giant leap. I get that. It's a giant step forward to be able to go from, yeah, I'm insecure, to what the heck do I do about it and how do I change that difficult feeling? But if you first can acknowledge this is what's going on with me, get your focus on the right subject, that I'm feeling insecure and I'm not feeling that I'm enough. And so I'm going to keep drawing situations into my life to create the friction until I finally cave and decide that I'm enough. So what if every time you got exorcised by this other lady, before you even considered dealing with the external, you went to the internal, because everything is inside out. All things come in, you know, we resolve it inside and our external world changes. But here's, I think, the rub for you, and I could be wrong, you tell me if I am, but this is what I think the rub is for you. When you start to get reactive to this other person, to his secrecy, to his privacy, to whatever with it, that you get all focused on the external instead of coming into an internal spot and starting to trust that you are enough. That doesn't mean that this is the guy you're going to want to stay with. And that doesn't mean that this might not, if you find anything or he does anything to really raise your hackles beyond being a little bit paranoid here, then that's fine. But right now, he's just had a long-term friendship with someone who he, this is my conclusion, suggests is more sisterly than anything, a good, you know, his best friend or a good close friend. And somehow they have that camaraderie, and you want that. And you need to know that you can find that security within you. And if you can create that level of camaraderie with this guy, that's great. And if you can't, you'll find that out. Time will give you that information. But you have to begin with you. How do you feel about what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's right. I think it feels right.
I think it feels right, too. So I would like to just take that idea. The key for anyone, and it's really important for information for all of us, the key is to, one, acknowledge how you feel, but then get the question right. And the question is, what do I, on this subject, is what do I want him to do for me or the outer world to do for me that I really have to do for myself? No one can ever make you understand and know that you are enough. But there's a greater truth to all of us that says no matter where I've been, no matter what I'm going through, there is a light greater than the dark. There is a goodness greater than the doubt. And I have to find that in me because I don't want to carry this junk stuff with me anymore. I don't want to just keep recreating a similar situation with the next person that's going to come along. You're here right now, so you might as well resolve it inside of you right now. And then an amazing thing happens. How you perceive the situation will change, and it will be either be okay with you or not okay with you, but that conclusion will not be based on needing someone else to affirm you. It will be based on an internal recognition of that you are whole, that you are one, and that you can stand that on that ground, and you'll have a sense of it isn't that he's got a friend of 40 years that he talks with privately. It's just like the whole package will somehow not quite fit for you. What do you think, my dear?
Yep, I think that's about right. I really thank you for that help. It feels right, and I know that I definitely become reactionary when, you know, I'm off my game or feeling insecure. I know that I'm reacting to it instead of, you know, thinking about it quietly and going, okay, what's going on here? Why am I so upset? I need to take the time to kind of, like you said, think about what's going on inside me.
Well, I think the first step is the hardest step. It's like if someone is an alcoholic or an addict, the first day is a hard day. The first time you choose not to take that drink or take that drug, that's the turning point and opens up the possibility for all things better. So when you get emotional here, when you start to want to project, if you would just go take that breath and insist with yourself, write it down on a 3x5 card or a 4x6 card or a big thing across your mirror, whatever, and say to yourself, let me check to see. Before I react to his situation, let me check to see how am I reacting to an old point of view that I have about me, and what is it that I want to do about that. That's like not taking the first drink. That's like not bellying up to the bar. And if you can remember that, you can help make a change in your life, a really, really big one. I'm glad that you called today, Aggie, and I wish you well with all of this. I think you can do it.
Thanks, Sandy.
You're welcome, my dear. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that secret lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call. It's 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. John, what did you think about our caller's situation that from our last segment?
Well, my heart really goes out to her because she's in a place that really feels tough right now. Obviously a great sense of insecurity in her relationship, which, as you mentioned, is kind of a mirror of what's going on for her inside. So I just wish her well and know that she has the capacity to learn and to discover the strength that she has within her and to be able to act from that standpoint. And then either this problem about the other person that her friend is corresponding with, for lack of a better term, is going to change so it doesn't impact her, or she'll just find someone else to enjoy her life with. And in that process, hopefully find a way to attract somebody into her life that isn't a repeat of what she's currently experiencing.
Where she's already been, right? And one of the things that's really hard, and I understand that and have compassion for that, when some situation or some person triggers a core issue inside of ourselves, whether it's a core insecurity, a core doubt, actually they're all insecurities, but a core place where we're not quite enough, we'll almost get fixated on that because we're trying to escape that idea that we're not quite enough. And the truth is, we have to decide, we have to make a conscious decision about whether we are enough or not. I don't know how to do that without going to a spiritual perspective. I don't know how to do that without going to a place where there is a light greater than the dark, where that light is the essence of all that I am, and it transcends any experience that I have had. It's why I just did the book cover, Pursuit of Light, the way that I did it, with the front of it's a beautiful cover, but the front of it, it has on a whole like bed of broken bulbs, glass shards, and then there's one whole completely lit, brilliantly lit light bulb. And it's that idea that even when we have had places that feel like broken glass, like we're walking in the muck and the mire, that there are shards of stuff everywhere, the recognition that there is a light that we can immerse ourselves in, and that light is greater than the darkness, that's what actually got me into a healing field, a place where I could start to heal the really traumatic and horrible things that happened to me when I was a child. If we're stuck with this is what happened, this is who I am, as the subconscious or conscious point of view, we're always going to be available to have that point of view triggered or set off in our current life. If we can go inside and say, no matter how I feel, this is not my truth. This is not the bottom line about me. This is a biochemical reaction in my body. But that biochemical reaction, that nervous anxiety, you know, contracted tummy, that reaction doesn't hold truth. It holds chemistry, and it holds a cyclical memory of an earlier time when I identified myself as I was the reason for the trauma, the reason for other people mistreating me, the reason for me feeling alone and not enough. That's a great lie that we tell ourselves. We are never not enough, but we can live a whole life under the illusion that that is true. So for my life, in my world, I had to go beyond that point of view and understand that I have a DNA greater than my parents, which is really, really good because they were really, really bad. And so that I could aspire to remembering that I am love, that this is what I had been through, as heinous as it was, and it was bad. It was just a place through which I traveled. Ultimately, it gave me great wisdom and great understanding and great compassion. And that's been a privilege. I don't recommend a really rough start like that as a therapeutic idea, but if you're stuck with it, learn how to use it. Every place that we get into, when we judge ourselves instead of wrap our eyes and our arms and our truth around compassion and forgiveness, we stay stuck in that old identity pattern on somehow, some way, I'm not enough. And if that's my belief system, I will spend the rest of my life trying to either prove I'm not enough or disprove I'm not enough. Either way, it makes for an unhappy circumstance.
That brings up a thing, Sandy. We just got an email the other day commenting about last week's show when Louise, who called her, said she just could not accept compliments. She had to please someone else in any situation. She had to prove that she was worthy of love. She had such self-doubt about herself, and she felt it was never, she never did enough, could never do enough to deserve love. And he said, I, for one, feel like that first lady that called in. I do not have the same things going on as she does. But no, I feel guilty and not worthy. I'm sure many feel the same way. I'm glad she called us. It helped many as well. And it brought up a memory in my mind about when I was growing up. One of the things that I could never do was to feel good about myself. If I had an accomplishment, I couldn't feel pride because I was told that pride falls before destruction. Boy, if you feel proud, you're going to go down in flames. Well, they misquoted things a little bit because what the verse actually says was false pride comes before destruction. So one can feel good about themselves. One can feel proud about their accomplishments and go without the stigma that is attached so much. And when letting that go, you can feel worthy. You can begin to acknowledge you as an individual on your own journey to express the love that you are. Sure, there are going to be bumps along the road, but that's life.
And I think the process, thank you for sharing that, by the way, John. I think the process of understanding that we are enough has to do with forgiveness. And forgiveness simply means letting it go and letting it go in peace. And it doesn't mean I'm a dirty, rotten so-and-so, and I forgive myself anyway. It doesn't mean the other person is a dirty, rotten so-and-so, even, by the way, if they are, and I forgive them. It is this place of understanding and having compassion for yourself, especially for self-forgiveness, having compassion for yourself as the traveler, because forgiveness is that enrichment. Forgiveness is not hiding from the places where we think we have erred, but moving through them into the light of their greater learning, wisdom, and potential. We can take a place where we think we have erred by not resisting it, looking at it, being willing to have compassion, not agreement with ourselves, take responsibility for whatever the quote error was or not, and then having forgiveness for ourselves as a traveler. That was really the best that we could do at that time. And that's the bottom line. it was the best we could do at that time. And if we will just think in terms of life on this planet, really isn't about perfection. It's about unfolding. And every time we unfold, we get an opportunity to move forward in grace, in compassion, in surrender, and in wisdom. And that will set us free much more than this place where we want to kind of be at war with ourselves or be at war with somebody else or be at war with the situation and keep demanding from each other that we validate each other in order to make us whole. I really could feel the emotion in the person who commented on last week's show that you were referencing, because that place of guilt is so strong in us, and the neurological connectors to guilt, you know, it has such a visceral feeling of, oh my God, I'm really uncomfortable, I'm really wrong, I really can't do this. The only way I personally was ever to get able to get past that was to go to a place where there isn't guilt at its source, at its base. And that place is love. And this idea that what if I'm one with a goodness that has no opposite? What if I'm one with the core of all life, and the basis of that core is love? And that's a DNA greater than my parents, greater than my experience, greater than my doubt. What if I'm one with a goodness that has no opposite?
So true. And what a light to carry and to lead you in on your journey. I love that.
Exactly. And then to practice, 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 because that's the bottom line. It takes repetition, repetition, and being consistent. But it works, guys. I'm living proof of that. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we are going to be right back.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now in our Red Hot Summer Reading Sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab on the left to place your order. At checkout, use a coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today. You'll be glad you did.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, you're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Give us a call, 800-930-2819.
Sandy, we have an email that I'd like to bring up for this part of the show.
Okay.
It's from a gentleman in Tampa. And it says, Dear Sandy, I'm in a tough situation right now. Recently, I ended a relationship with a woman I was dating for less than a couple of months. I left because she could be very clingy, codependent, and had boundary issues sometimes. I've tried to remain friends with her. We were friends before we started dating, and we have many mutual friends. But the main problem is that I've broken up with her. But she hasn't accepted that and hasn't really left me. She keeps trying to escalate our relationship back into something romantic. And when I hold firmly that it's not going to ever happen, she becomes passive-aggressive, melodramatic, and a little crazy, which is negatively affecting my relationships with my mutual friends and my life. Can you give me any advice on what to do and how to handle this situation? Also, I'm a little concerned that all this is reflecting something within me. I know that the relationship initially reflected some places where I needed to grow, but as all this craziness has left me, and is afterwards really something going on with me, or is it something else? I'm really confused. Please help.
Okay, I'll do my best. In hearing this, there were a couple of things that struck me. One is that whether you realize it or not, you're staying stuck in a drama. It's a big old story that she keeps trying to escalate the relationship. I'm sure she does. Back into something romantic, and that she gets passive aggressive and melodramatic, and I don't remember what all else, but that she also it affects your relationships with your friends and your acquaintances. That's a soap opera. That's a lot of drama. So my question to you is, what's going on with you that you're allowing it to have that effect, that you're not just staying? Obviously, when you attracted this lovely lady into your life, there was a place where you each met. Sometimes we meet each other at the highest place, and sometimes we meet each other at a wounded place. So there was something in her. Whenever we have codependency, if you're attracted to somebody who is seriously codependent, there's also a reflection, honey, of a codependent place in you. So you're looking to, there's still that little or big echo of wanting to fix someone, take care of someone, be elevated or made whole by the fact that you could fix someone or take care of them or be made inept. It's interesting because it works from both sides of the coin, of be made inept, be made less than by the fact that you couldn't fix her. So whichever one it was, you were kind of attracted at one level from the same wound or lack of personal security. when you got clearer that that wasn't where you wanted to be anymore and said to her, this connection isn't going to work, you still keep getting caught in the drama of the situation. And so you have to have in your head, in your life, in your mind, a completely drama-free zone. I hope you understand what that means. It means to not get caught in your own story. There's some place in you that I think still wants her to get it. And that's a hidden agenda. And that agenda keeps you caught in the story. And as long as you're caught in the story, you're going to be reactive. You're going to make it your story. Right now, really the fact that she's hurting, I have compassion for that, but that she wants this extra attention here or needs this extra attention here, that's something for her to deal with. When you make it about you is when you need her to stop being the way she is. You can set a boundary with that she can't do X when you're around, or you'll leave the room, or you'll do something different to not engage. But when you make this a part of your story, you're in the drama, and that's problematic for you, and that's going to keep you continually repeating this. So when you're looking to see what is the reflection with the current situation as it stands in this moment, it's, I think you have a hidden agenda need for her to get what she's doing. Whether you want to get it that she's doing something wrong, that she's doing something inappropriate, that she's doing something that doesn't serve her, you have an attachment to that she needs to get this, and that keeps you in the story. So, my friend, I would definitely change my mind about that point of view, and you stay you in your health, and in your calmness, and in your clarity, because clarity empowers, and allow your friend to work through her things. That doesn't mean you don't have boundaries, but don't go back and get a little codependent by needing her to be somebody else, something other than that which she is at this moment.
Well, that's a tough environment to be in, and I wish him luck with that.
I do too.
I might add just one more time on a back to subject I mentioned before about the challenge we have with our friend Dan Callahan in Boca Raton, Florida, that for every book that is sold with A Pursuit of Light, either directly from Amazon.com or from our website, each of us will donate a book to a center for children and women to help in support of them. So at this point, Sandy, I think it's been a great show, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thanks to our caller today and for the emails, too. We really do appreciate hearing from all of you. We're so glad you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show, where we're here to take your calls and emails for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and to call in with your questions. No question is off limits. And you can email them also to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, and 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. So please take advantage today of this red-hot summer sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the special summer sale price of $9.97, and get a free gift. Anyway, thanks so much. Be sure to enter the discount code SUMMER. Do it today.
Don't forget what we talked about before. On the cover of the book Pursuit of Light, there's a full, brilliantly lit bulb among the kind of shards that are on the ground. Get inside of that bulb this week. Be happy. Remember that the light is not only there for you, but you are the light. Have a great, great week.
Thanks so much. Thanks to Brian, our great engineer. And may you all have a fantastic week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.